At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Is there anybody listening with some kind of weekend remorse right now? Could have been a one-night stand. I think, Jeff, you might have mentioned a tattoo you got over the weekend.
Yeah, did anybody get a tattoo over the weekend that they are regretting today?
Who's got weekend remorse? You did something to the boss did something to you.
You spent a lot of money like on a new car that you can't afford.
Could be. I'm thinking there's going to be a lot of alcohol-induced ones. You made out with a gay guy,
hey.
Wendy.
Well, I'm not remorseful because
the gay guy's
very good looking.
The gay guy's
calling.
I made out with a girl this week. He's like, what happened?
Could be a million things. Could be a million things. You made out with your girlfriend's sister. She still doesn't know about it. It's never going to happen again. You're not going to tell anybody, but you don't feel good about it. A couple years ago, I was down in Dallas. My, high school best friend, junior high school, even best friend today, John, comes to visit me in Dallas. We go get our drink on pretty well. We have to have our bonding experience. We go out and we get tattoos.
Little butterflies on the small of your back.
Right, a little tramp stamp.
What did you guys get?
We got that little, my little tattoo starter kit one, the one that has a little Asian symbol.
Oh, right.
Do you get
is that
before?
Is that level one is an Asian symbol?
Yeah, I think that's
totally.
It is. It's tattoo 101, and I think it probably says tool or cliche.
So it's the second level some kind of band around the arm? I don't know. Tribal tattoo. Or some kind of, wait a second, Bert, you got one of those too.
Yeah.
It's the barbed wire Bert has around his arm.
And then you have the parental tattoo.
Yeah, the one with the kid's initials, and I do have the butterfly right by the genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
front or back.
Stretches out when you get older and have babies.
I will get all of them. I think that with the exception of the kids' initials, the rest of them will be gone. I will eventually get rid of them all. When they come up with a way to get rid of them quickly and painlessly, because right now it's really, really, really painful, I'll get them taken care of. But if you have weekend remorse, maybe it's a tattoo, you slept with the wrong person, had your first one-night stand, could be a purchase, 404-741-Q100. Hey, Denny, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good, actually.
Are you calling about the remorse thing?
It's about the Georgia Tech student that his chute didn't open Saturday at Scott Ave the Farm.
Yeah, why do you have remorse about that?
Well, we actually set back up, we rescheduled. They gave us rain checks to come back on the 23rd.
You were with the party that was...
No, they were in the load right before us.
So why do you have remorse?
Wow.
Hello?
Yeah, I think he just needed to tell somebody a story.
Yeah.
He needed to be tied in somehow to the guy that passed away this weekend.
Aw. That's so sad.
Mike? Yeah, I think dude pretty much killed our calls.
No, try line 4.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Baby?
Baby.
What's going on?
Well, I got home Friday night, and I was really tired and lazy, so I left my car unlocked, and then the next morning, he was gone.
Oh, no.
Oh, the whole car was stolen?
Yeah, it was gone, and I woke up, and I was like, I'm going to the mall. It's Saturday. I got ready. I went outside. My car was gone.
Was it a situation where you were like, home, and then you went in the house, and then you were sitting there watching TV or something, maybe with your pajamas on, and you're like... Shoot, I think I forgot to lock the car. Oh, well, nothing.
No, because I left my car locked many, many times, and it was an old car, and I never thought in my mind it would take that, so they did.
That sucks, because you do. I've done that before also, where you have that brief, like, should I go lock it? Oh, I'm being paranoid.
It'll be fine.
I live in a fine neighborhood. Nothing's going to happen to my car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I thought. I just moved into a nicer, neighborhood that I lived before, and I never thought it would happen to me, but...
I understand.
It did. Oh, so, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bummer.
Omar is not feeling so great this morning either. Omar, you've got weekend regret?
I do. I went out for the first time. I just got married 3 months ago, went out to my aunt's 50th birthday party, and I lost my wedding ring.
You lost your wedding ring?
Oh, no.
Already. Now, some are going to say, why did you have it off in the first place?
Oh, I was helping packing up the chairs and stuff after we got done. I took it off because it gets caught, and it's somewhere.
Ooh.
That's the worst.
And, my wife has a problem with me, drinking or whatnot, which I didn't really drink that much anyway, but it's just going to look bad.
Oh, you haven't told her yet?
No, I just realized it and I just left the house. I was like, I ain't going to say nothing. I'm gone. Bye.
Like, it's already a Monday. I don't need to hear it on top of that.
It's all messed up. So.
Now, there is a chance you can find it. Like, right. You can go back today. Like, I don't even know that I would tell her yet.
No, I'm not going to say nothing until I, like, can't find it at all. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, look, baby, things are going wrong.
He's already planning out in his head what he's going to have to say to her.
You should.
Hey, that's what's happening.
You should have a backup plan, but yeah.
You know what you should do is next time you see her diamond sitting around unattended, like next to the sink or something, take it.
Just take it and just, like, you lost yours too?
Yeah. Then when she comes to you and she's like, oh my God, you're not going to believe this. Oh my God. Well, it's okay. Man. I lost mine.
Yeah, right.
See, that's the difference between guys and women, though. Like, a woman will notice the very first time she sees you if you don't have the ring on. Whereas the woman, she might lose her 3 weeks ago, and it'll take you that long as a guy to figure out that it's not on her finger anymore.
To even notice.
I'm surprised that he said he just realized this morning that it was off, and she hadn't seen it yet be off.
Right. You know?
She must have been sleeping, and he pulled out before she even woke up. Hey, Stacey, good morning. You're on Q100.
What's up?
Hey, you have remorse from the weekend?
It was actually a couple of weekends ago, and me and one of my really good friends went out, got a tattoo, the same exact tattoo, and now we are no longer friends.
Oh,
what happened? Brutal. I mean, just last weekend you were tattoo buddies. What happened? What happened since then?
We just have a lot of disagreements. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy she's dating, the guy that I'm dating, it's just not working out, so... We've gotten to a lot of arguments and just decided to go separate ways.
Well, didn't those arguments and that tension occur before you guys got the tattoos?
Well, let's just say we weren't in our right mind. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, you're all
They
drunk.
Were best friends forever rather than just best friends for right now.
Exactly.
Well, they're the I seriously love you drunks. Like, no, seriously. No,
no
seriously.
I really
love you. I love you. We're going to be best friends forever. Let's get a tattoo. Gotcha.
That is one of the most overrated things. Like, when I end up hanging out with my friend John, who lives in California, and we have the same tattoos. We have the same arm. We've got that wave band, and we also have the symbol.
Oh,
and I look at it, and I'm just like, we were such tools. This is the most ridiculous.
Why is that cool that we had to match?
Right. We're such good friends, dude.
Oh, I'm so somebody's got the little broken heart, the half heart.
Yeah.
And their best friend has the other half heart, just like the old necklaces. They got the tattoos, and now they don't speak and don't know what happened in the other one.
Yeah, at least you and John are still friends.
Yeah
we're definitely still friends.
I mean, that's, that's a good thing.
And maybe it was your tattoos
that bonded you together, man.
Our next bonding experience will be when we go to get them removed together also.
Is it one of you guys? Who is it?
What?
What are you thinking? Then? Do you take pictures of you and John? I mean, have y'all taken a picture with flexing your arm? Like, oh,
no,
look
Melissa,
at us.
We haven't. No.
Yeah, of course
you
have.
You have.
No, we haven't.
With that smile on your face.
I think it's a funny concept, but no, we haven't.
Stacey puts it in black and white photo.
Oh, no. Who is it that has the friend whose father had a heart attack or a stroke or something and was in the hospital and was like, they took out the feeding tube and the guy left immediately and went and got the RIP things and then his father recovered?
Oh no, I'd never heard that story.
Wasn't one of you guys?
No.
No.
Yeah, it was the guy who's... Like, well, he drove home.
Yeah, they said that, I mean, they brought the priest in probably to do the
right,
last
they did the whole thing, and they said he had whatever.
Well, I'm glad that's a happy ending, though, right?
And so as soon as they took out the breathing thing, the guy couldn't handle it. He's like, I can't be in here. and left and went out and had a couple beers and got the rest in peace thing and then went back to the family and Dad woke up.
Dad was okay.
I mean, it was obviously a long recovery, but
you
still
could
had
turn that into like I'm trying to think what you could turn into.
RIP.
Rip curl. There you go. God, don't you know?
Can you surf or something?
You go on a family vacation. You could be vacationing on the equator, and right. You would never take your shirt off.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about your dad. Oh, he's all right. Well, why'd you get that? Well, it's a long story, but.
Whoops.
Or you're tired of telling the story, so you're like, oh, thank you. Yeah, he passed away on April 22nd. 89, I think. Yeah, 89.
Jason had a crappy weekend. Jason.
What's going on?
Oh, what happened?
You still sound a little down, Bubby.
A little remorse.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Got married June the 6th. This past weekend, my wife handed me divorce papers and told me she was leaving me for one of my good girlfriends.
Oh, wow. That's going to get complicated.
Uh-huh.
So you just got married in June?
June the 6th.
June the 6th, and she leaves you for one of your good girlfriends?
Yes.
Damn.
Now, did she tell you that she knew she was gay before, or she's just in love with this woman, or what's... What did she say?
I didn't even ask. Didn't even ask. Still have the papers with me right now, debating on signing them or not.
Like, you know that before you get married, right? I mean, you know you're...
Well, of course you do.
I mean, you know
she probably married
you
to be around that
gay
girl. I mean, they
weren't even around each other that much since we've been together, so I don't know.
Okay.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Of course you know. She knew.
She knew. Yeah, she didn't become gay in six weeks.
It's almost like you may be the guy that she thought she had feelings for and gave you a shot.
Yeah, I guess that could be it.
She should have been honest with you. Mm.
So if she comes back today and she said that was stupid, it was just a thing, will you take her back?
No.
That's it.
So why would you hesitate?
If she's going to sign up to get the papers, then that means she wants to do it. So she changed her mind, that's her. I'm gone.
So after that question that Bert just asked you, if she wanted to work it out with you, you're saying no. Why would you say you wouldn't sign the papers then?
No, I'm just debating.
Why?
I'm going to sign them eventually, just when I get ready.
It's just too much of a shock right now? You can't even...
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it sucks.
Good luck.
What is that?
Is the other girl hot at least?
Oh yeah.
Okay, good.
I think.
And you never saw anything happening between the two of them at all? Like you never had like, oh, you know what? I bet if I worked this hard, I bet I could get a little his and hers going on there.
She stays in Arizona.
Oh wow. All right,
so
thank
that's
you for calling.
Sucks.
That does suck, dude. Terrible. Mm. Not exactly a remorse weekend. That's just a crappy weekend.
He didn't do anything wrong.
The Bert Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
All right, I would like to either find out if this is fact or urban myth here around Atlanta. This is sort of our version of Snopes.
Local right. Snopes.
Local Snopes. And Snopes is a website that, if you've heard an urban legend or something that just doesn't make sense to you, you get one of those emails from like 12 Nigerians that need some cash and they want you to put
to
all
get the, in the U.S. Yeah.
Yeah, to get in the U.S. or whatever. You go here and they tell you, yeah, it's true or new or no. It's just a myth. So I've got one for you guys this weekend. And I'm not sure how many calls we can get on this because I'm looking for one specific place. So maybe we make it even broader than this. But what I heard over the last week and a half is, have you guys ever heard of a Sunrise Senior Living in Buckhead?
Mm-mm.
Maybe you haven't.
Is that the one that decorates the tree on 400?
I'm not sure if that's the one that does it.
Is it on Lenox Road?
Believe it. It is. 1000 Lenox Park.
I drive by it all the time because I have friends who live down there, but I don't know anything about it.
Looks
I just drive
nice,
past
man.
It.
It's like this really nice complex. It looks, it kind of has this old school feel to it, but all new construction. And it's, you know, it's a senior citizen home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what I have heard goes on at this place is I heard that there is there's more sex going on at that place.
Hey.
Between these senior citizens than goes on at fraternity and sorority houses.
That's now, do they hilarious. Have floors, like a female floor and a male floor, and they're kind of like switching rooms?
No,
the
these are
the
adults.
Night?
You don't have to separate them by floor. They're all grown up.
Yeah. They can make their own
They've
decisions.
They've lived a whole life, and they're not done yet.
So it's senior living. It's not like a
it's
nursing
like a
home
nursing.
Or whatever.
Even if it is.
What do you call
it? Well, a nurse, I mean, now they, if you are still active and you don't need round-the-clock care, then it's usually considered a senior living facility. So that if they're, you know, they just have to be surrounded by other seniors. But if there is a nursing home, that's usually where you aren't active anymore. So you need, you know, round-the-clock nursing care.
All right, so I guess the broader question is, if you work in one of these, is there a lot of that still goes on between
that's
people,
awesome.
Between floors? And if you work at Sunrise Senior Living, is that place either better or worse than others?
Well,
that's the myth. That is the rumor that is floating around Atlanta. And I just want to find out, is it true or is it not?
Well, I think the only limitation they would have is their own bodies, but there's no inhibitions. I mean, if you are a 70-something-year-old woman, then you're not worried about what people are going to think. Are they going to call me a slut? I don't know. I mean, you're 70-something years old.
Do you think somebody is known as the slut of Sunset House or whatever it's called?
I am absolutely sure it doesn't get
senior living.
It's no different.
What's the name of the house,
than when
though?
You're a freshman in high school or a freshman in college or any clique. It's like there's always the skank. There's always the goody-goody. There's, you know, the dude that's the player. I'm sure he's going, working his way through all those senior women also. I bet it's different.
What's the name of the place again?
Sunrise Senior Living.
Sunrise Senior Living. Do you think there is a skank of Sunrise Senior Living?
The sun's not the only thing rising in Sunrise.
Like, do you...
Hey.
Like, do you think when somebody checks in... Like, let's say Melissa gets, because you're getting up there in years.
Yeah. Well, I went to Julie Andrews on Saturday night, so.
You definitely aged a little.
Yeah.
So let's say after the show.
Just call me a gay gray.
Wendy, Jen, Bert, and I decide that that's where you need to live.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your first night there, do you think somebody comes to you and says, "All right, I just want to let you know, stay away from Harry, because he
Probably.
Is, and nobody likes it. He's not clean."
I'm absolutely sure there's the same cliques in senior living than there are in high school.
Oh, I'm
absolutely
sure. I would just put my house shoes on and I would go down and I would see Harry.
try to get yourself
down to his room.
Get yourself a sponge
put my
bath
house
from,
coat on.
From Howard.
Here's Mindy. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi there. My parents live in a community in Florida, a retirement community, and they sent me an article about a couple of months ago that it had the highest rate of sexually transmitted diseases in the country.
Hello.
No.
So all the seniors, they can't get pregnant, so they're having
That's
unprotected
true.
Sex.
They're doing
That's
it left
another
and right.
thing about it where there's no inhibitions. Right.
Exactly. Now,
are you talking about the one that your parents live in or the Sunrise community?
No, I'm talking about where my parents live. So, you know, fortunately, they're still married, and I think that the rate of their transmission between each other is going to be minimal, but they're all, you know, there's widows and all sorts of people that just feel like, hey, you know, I've earned this. Let's
sure,
do it.
I understand
I think it's
that.
Funny. Wow.
Do you think there's some people right now who've been on the fence about wanting to go into one of those places, and now they're like, sign me up?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of 24-year-olds listening right now going, I know where my next apartment's going to be.
Yep. God, I really think I'm reaching retirement age. You're 31. I know. My bones are feeling it.
I think it's about to rain. I can feel it in my knee.
So we're specifically looking for Sunrise Senior Living. Is that the place that where most of this activity, there's a lot of sex between seniors going on, or does it happen at all these senior citizen places? They're all just doing it.
Nice.
Good morning, Q100.
Hazel will take out her teeth if you ask her.
Oh, Melissa.
Damn, dude.
Hi.
What?
I used to work at a nursing home, and we actually had to start cutting up the bananas for the old lady.
Come on.
You're not.
Stop it.
Now you're lying.
No way.
You swear.
We could not give them whole bananas.
No.
Oh, really? God.
Is this a local place?
No, actually, it's down in South Georgia.
Whoa. Okay, so you guys can. At one point, you had to figure out, like, where are all the bananas going?
Man. Are you kidding?
They would just, like, they're soft. They're easy to eat with, you know, when the old ladies don't have any teeth. And so we would just give it to them, and then we discovered they were using them for other means, and we had to start cutting them up.
Finding that the first time.
Pure romance has to go down to the senior citizens' homes now.
They got a whole new market.
No, because you know how old people will save money. They'll cut corners. They're not spending money on pure romance when everybody knows that Jerry leaves his pipe sitting on the nightstand after he dozes off.
No.
Hey, Kelly, you're on Q100.
You smell like tobacco.
Hey.
I'm an executive director at a retirement community in assisted living.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of sex going on.
There is.
Really?
A lot. A lot of people that live together, they meet there, and then they move in the room together, and they just kind of shack up.
That's cute.
Have you ever had any injuries due to a shack up in the senior citizen home?
Yes.
You have?
Injuries, like a broken hip or like somebody falls out?
More like bruises falling out of the bed or...
Come on, Jeff.
Hyperventilating, having to call the paramedic.
Oh no!
Really?
Well,
And they're allowed to. I mean, they're allowed to do anything they want. It's like an apartment complex, right? If they want to sleep with some 90-year-old dude, they go ahead and do it.
Absolutely, we don't discourage anything. We don't encourage it, but we don't discourage it. So it's their own apartment. They can do what they want. They can check up.
Was my assumption correct in that? It never really changes from high school. Like you've got the, you know, the class hoe, you got the playa, you got the nice guy.
Yes, you have the popular girl. You have the clique, which you have the, you know, people who shack up, people who have several boyfriends.
Do you ever have to resolve lovers' quarrels?
Not really, but we kind of have to console at times.
There's a nasty breakup or something?
Mm-hmm. There's kind of like, well, he's, you know, I mean, and also you have to remember when residents or us get older and Alzheimer's sometimes kicks in, you lose your, that's kind of the first thing that goes is your inability to differentiate between what's appropriate and what isn't.
So you might be sleeping all down the hall and just never remember it?
Well, no. We wouldn't let that happen, but you might grope somebody and not realize you're not supposed to be doing it.
At what age is that acceptable? At what age can you say, well, he didn't know what he was
doing? Are you going to start the backwards clock ticking?
I wonder if I'm getting close. All right, we found somebody that lives at Sunrise Senior Living.
Yay!
Cool.
All right, we will either dispel this rumor or we will absolutely prove it to be true.
All right.
We will call her Amy. She is on the voice disguiser. Is Sunrise Senior Living a big old hoe house?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I would say that it is common and it does happen quite often.
Quite often.
Quite often, yes. Why would you want to lose that part of you even just because you get older?
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree too.
So, I mean, yeah, they're still young, they're kids at heart, and they enjoy what they do. So, you know, we don't encourage it like the last caller said, but, you know, we don't prohibit it either.
Let me ask you this, because there are different condo communities and apartment complexes where they just sort of cater to a younger, better-looking crowd. single crowd like Metropolis or what's the one in Buckhead?
Well, like anything, I think you know if you sign up to live in Vinings, you're going to be young and single and attractive. If you're renting an apartment in Vinings,
right.
That's probably a given. So are you going to ask if there's certain senior centers?
If there's like an eclipse.
Oh, that's funny. That,
you know, like just
that more exclusive senior home.
Right, where they go and they all hook up together?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure, but, you know, it's, I can't believe you called out Sunrise specifically, but, you know, we have several homes in the Atlanta metro area. So, I mean, we have a lot to choose from. So I guess you could pick on your location that you want, and that could kind of mean, you know, where the people have come from and, you know, their backgrounds.
Because somehow, some way, like all the good-looking single people know, Eclipse is where you got to go.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I was wondering if there is like a retirement home where, look, if you're going to get a lot, you got to go over to Sunrise.
Right. Sunrise is the cream of the crop for assisted living anyways.
Of course. Of course it is. Of course it is.
Without a doubt.
All right. So you can say that it does happen, but you don't know if it happens any more there than it does anywhere else.
No, you couldn't say that, no.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. One more call on this.
Hello.
The urge never goes away. Good morning, Q100.
Very excited.
That's good news.
Hey.
Hey.
I used to work for a retirement village actually here in Atlanta, the Atlanta area, and we had a guy who called himself Crazy Lou.
Mm-hmm.
He had about 7 or 8 different girlfriends would go from room to room to room to room all day and all night, and they were literally crazy about him.
And all the women knew about this guy going.
Oh, yeah. They all knew about each other. And his wife. He had dementia. He didn't have Alzheimer's, but he had dementia, and mm-hmm. his wife had passed, and her name is Eleanor, and he had 3 girlfriends named Eleanor.
Oh, that's sad.
That is sad. Dad, do you think anybody has ever tried faking that whole dementia thing so they could go from room to room and say, I don't even remember doing that?
Yes.
I'm going to.
Probably. We had one guy, and he was 104, and he was one of the last World War I vets, and he would literally grab on the nurses and on us as he would walk by.
Yeah.
And so they made him, I mean, he was 104, do what you got to do, you know? But they made him stay in a wheelchair because they were afraid he was going to fall. Well, he hated it. So he would ride up and down the hallways buck naked.
Just to drive them crazy?
Electric wheelchair.
That's
and
awesome.
The ladies like it.
Hell yeah.
Good for him.
Good for him.
The Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. 3 angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Here's a fun little peek on a 1911 operator that gets a call. This is a while ago, and it must be recirculating now. She gets a call, and keep in mind, while this guy is talking, he's a police officer. He's trying to hide that fact, I think, from her. I didn't listen real closely again yesterday, but I think he's trying to hide that fact from her. And he and his wife decided that they were going to put some marijuana in their brownies and have a good time. And it's the first time that she's ever done it, and he hasn't done that very often, so he starts to trip. I mean, he starts to think he is about to die.
They are freaking
out. He actually
out.
Says at one point, I think I'm dead.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, he's high as hell when he makes this call right now to 911.
K1 Heights Emergency.
Yeah, can you please send rescue to... I think I'm having an overdose at so is my wife.
Okay, you and your wife?
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana, but I don't know if it had something in it.
Okay.
Can you please send rescue?
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 29 years old, and my wife is 26. Please come.
26?
Yes, please.
Have you guys been drinking also?
What?
Have you guys been drinking today, too?
No, that's it.
No, is there any weapons in the house?
No, please come.
Okay, we're on our way. Do you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. I really do.
Okay, how much did you put in the brownies?
I don't know.
Was it a bag? Who made the brownies?
My wife and I did. Cuba, come here.
Okay, get her.
She's on the living room ground right now.
Is she breathing?
She's barely breathing.
Is she awake?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, can you look?
Pardon?
Can you look?
I could feel her. She's laying right down in front of me. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Okay, well, I'm on the phone with you, and do you know how much of it you bought and put in the brownies?
Pardon?
How much did you buy?
Just please send rescue.
They're on the way, but I'm trying to figure out how much you bought and put into the brownies, sir.
Probably like a quarter ounce total.
A quarter ounce total into the brownies? Did you guys eat all the brownies?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. And you ate all of them. But how many? Was it a big batch, a little batch?
It was a quarter ounce.
Okay, but brownie-wise, how many pieces do you guys think you guys had?
I don't know. I probably had like a small chunk. Please come. What time is it?
It's 9:37. When did you guys last eat the brownies?
Probably like an hour and a half ago.
Okay, is your wife still breathing?
Yeah, she is. She's kneeling down in front of me.
Okay.
I know. We have to wait.
Okay, and is she Stacy Sanchez?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Edward.
You're Edward Sanchez? Okay. And did you guys have any other sort of drugs you know of?
Pardon?
Did you guys do anything else today besides marijuana?
No, that's it. But I don't know what was it. The marijuana could have been, there could have been something in the marijuana.
Okay. Are you guys on any sort of prescription pills? You guys take any sort of other medication?
No, I don't. My wife takes Vicodin, though.
And does she take any today?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, where's the Vicodin?
The Vicodin is, I don't know, it's in our medicine cabinet.
Okay, but how many, does she take it on a regular basis?
Yeah.
How many does she take on a regular basis? Two, four, eight?
Like, I don't know, like five a day. Please come.
She takes about five a day?
Yeah. Are you coming?
Yeah, they're on the way. They've been in the mall for 2 minutes. It's now 9:38.
Okay.
And she takes about how many, eight, five a day?
What's that?
How many does she take a day?
She takes like, I don't know, like six.
Six a day?
Like five a day. I don't know. We got into a car accident in Dearborn Heights last year.
Okay. And you don't know how many she's taking today?
No.
Okay. Is there any animals in the house?
Is there any what?
Do you have any dogs, cats?
I'll put them away for you.
Okay. Is the front door open?
Yeah, the front door's open. Come here.
The porch light on?
Pardon?
Is the porch light on?
Yes, the porch light is on.
Are there any weapons in the house?
You already asked me that.
And what'd you say?
Well, no, there is.
Where is that?
It's in my closet.
Is that in the back bedroom?
Yeah, in the front bedroom.
In the front bedroom?
Yeah. Go on.
Okay.
Come on, Ginger.
Where's the FD at right now?
They're on the way, sir. Do you guys do this on a regular basis?
No, this is the first time that we've ever done it.
And you've never done marijuana before?
Yeah, I have.
You have, and you've never had this reaction to it before?
No, ever. What's the score in the Red Wings game?
What?
What's the score in the Red Wings game?
Oh, my God.
I've got no clue. I don't watch the Red Wings.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure this isn't some type of, like, hallucination that I'm having.
Oh, why? What's the score say?
3-3.
What channel's it on?
Channel 2.
It's 2-2.
Huh?
It's 2-2.
Okay. Your police tell your officers they just passed me.
Okay, they just passed you?
Yeah.
Okay, but you're... Okay, well, we'll let them know, okay? Go outside and flag them down, okay?
Okay, my mother-in-law just got here, too.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, alrighty.
No. His mother-in-law is there now, too.
No.
Now, the side story on this thing is that he is a cop. And he took the evidence off of another case and brought it home and used it for the marijuana.
So he was convinced that there's something in it.
He was, yeah. He didn't buy it from anybody. He took it, like, you know, out of the police station.
Oh,
my favorite
man.
Part is when he asks what the score of the Detroit Red Wings game is.
So, yeah, I'm just trying to make sure I'm not hallucinating. Do you have any guns in the house? You already asked me. What was your answer? Nah, yes, no, no. Damn it.
The Burt Show. At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.